I think that's really, really important. And then also I love, sorry, I'm just going to keep
looking back.
Like,
I just love you.
Hey guys, we're back with another one. I'm your host, Renisha.
And Natalia.
And here at Melanist Begin, we're giving you all the tea and culture. Ooh. And I'm super excited for this next guest we have. She's a Mexican dance artist and performer with a multidisciplinary background. She's also based in Glasgow. Woo-woo. Ooh. She is well-trained in Latin American dances, you know, the cumbia, salsa, merengue, and reggaeton.
Okay!
I've been working on that. She's artistic work focuses on representing her cultural background and embodiment of female impression and empowerment through the art of belly dance.
I know. You'll see this, but we're all like,
did a little bit of hip shaking there. She is keen to explore ways of bringing multiple disciplines together in her dance. We're super excited to have you, Nancy.
Woo-hoo. Welcome to the podcast.
How are you feeling?
Hello. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited, actually. Yay. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for having me here.
Of course. Of course. I know that I've attended only one of your ballet dancing classes, but Nat goes to yours like kind of regularly, and had to have you on here because that one class, I was like, oh, this is nice. This is exciting. Even though it was like a special class as well, I felt in my realm because I love dancing. And I just love to like explore different kind of dance movements. And I've never done belly dancing before. So the fact that you gave us also the belly dancing tie around and then we're shaking our hips, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like a pro a little bit.
Absolutely.
Well, just tell us about yourself, you know, what brought you here to Scotland and what kind of made you want to bring your dance culture here to a predominantly white country.
Yeah, well, I think like when I was back in Mexico, I was just doing belly dancing. That was like actually like my background. So I was just like, I think like being in Mexico, it didn't feel like I was doing something like Mexican. Yeah. So I wanted to do something different.
Okay.
So when I came here to Glasgow, why I came here, I'll say like migration.
Okay.
Love migration.
Yeah.
So I migrate for love. Aww. Yeah. And adventure. So yeah. And it has been 4 years that I have been here. And when I was here, I actually came before the lockdown, like absolutely 3 weeks before the lockdown.
Okay.
So I didn't know what to do. Like when I was back in Mexico, I felt like, okay, I'm going to do these, like dancing. I'm going to have like classes. I'm going to work. I will figure it out later. But being here, I was like, oh, how to start that?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And more in the lockdown. So what I wanted is like to build a community. I wanted to find my group, my tribe.
Yeah.
So little by little, like with the friends, like I knew it because I was here like for holidays before. So they were like telling me, oh, why you don't teach once again? So this is why I started doing online classes with Mexico, but then Scotland. So I was kind of like, you know, in the limbo, like in between like Mexico time and also like Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big time difference.
Yeah.
It is. But being in the lockdown is like... It's like
you have all this free time.
Yeah.
Take a nap when you need to and then wake back up.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like time doesn't exist.
Exactly.
It didn't exist at that time. So I think I missed the question. The main question that was like...
No, it's more of just like telling yourself and your journey here and becoming, you know, the belly dance teacher that you're so well known to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're basically like building the community. Mm-hmm. So I started doing belly dancing because I was taking classes there, and it's where I met people like what I like-minded.
Okay.
So I wanted that. I wanted the same, like to have friends like who like dance, like who wants to represent, like who just express themselves with their body.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't find proper classes here like similar, because I think like the type of dances here at totally different. So I was like, I'm not sure if I belong to that group and how to belong, because they already like they are not there and I don't fit in that group. So I was like, okay, I want just to continue doing what I like to do, that is belly dance. So I started doing belly dancing classes. I started promoting, and then some friends came. So basically I started with friends. Like my classes were like one or two people with friends. Mm-hmm. And there was like a big gap, like no people were coming. So I was like, what is happening? Like, what should I do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But during that time as well, I was missing where I was like home, like the music, like
yeah.
cumbia, like reggaeton, like all these type of music that I cannot find it here. Mm-hmm. And if I find it here, I find it in a very different way. Mm-hmm. So I was like, So I just started dancing. Basically, I started dancing in my kitchen.
Aww.
What a great way to start. Yes. Yeah, I just started dancing in my kitchen. And then I saw like an advertising, like for casting, like to dance. Mm-hmm. Like, just like if you are a dancer, like you dance wherever you want. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I am an artist. I am a dancer. So I should apply. So it's when I applied to that. But it's also like, it was called it a strut. Mm-hmm. So it was dancing for neighborhoods. So it's also like representing your cultural background, your dance, what style of dance represents you, and to share to your community.
Yeah.
So I did like belly dancing because it's like how I grew professionally, like with that. And also like I found the feeling of being a collective, like belonging and empowerment and discover who I am.
Yeah.
And like Latin rhythms, like merengue, like cumbia, like salsa, I was like, it's part of my culture. Even like if I did it in Mexico, I did it like I took classes, I trained, but I was not really doing that as a work because it's like it's everywhere. It's just there. It's just like every time, like even in the bus, it's there. So I was like, no, I just don't need it to do it there. But then here it's like I need to do it. So I apply for belly dancing and salsa. So I make the fusion of the music. Well, I just did it like part belly dancing and part salsa.
Okay.
So then I got it. So I was dancing in the streets, like dancing belly dancing and salsa. And I thought like, whoa, like salsa just came like naturally.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I need to keep doing this. Like, it's how like I connect with my heritage and with my background.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I started like doing like salsa, like belly dancing. Some friends and some students were asking me like, do you teach it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, actually not really, because I was focusing more in belly dancing.
Yeah.
But this is me. This is where I am.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started like training more, and I started doing like belly. Like Latin dance classes.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is how like Latin dances came back.
Yeah. Did you do it here? And like, I know there's like only two places I know that does like Latin salsa classes.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, did you collaborate with anyone nearby in Glasgow?
Not really. There is like, you mean like two bars, like two dance.
Yeah.
I go there sometimes just for dancing.
Just for dancing.
Yeah, just for dancing and enjoy like kind of going like Friday, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not really to collaborate.
Okay.
I think there are many groups. Where I found it is like, because I was like, what, in lockdown, the only thing that you have is social media.
Mm.
Can be dangerous sometimes because you compare yourself like what the other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was checking videos, and then I saw like many of the people who were doing that were students.
Mm-hmm.
Students like who come like to study, and then they brought like their knowledge, and then they can go, or maybe they stay, find a job, and they stay here.
Yeah.
But also I felt like this big difference of age.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, my purpose being here in Glasgow is not studying.
Mm.
So I feel like, okay, they know people, and they can have like classes, like full classes with the students, because they know people in the university. So they have like these like clubs, or I don't know how it's called, like they have like groups,
like societies.
So they are like in societies because university provides.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't have that. I don't have that access. How I will meet people if I don't have, like, if I'm not studying?
Yeah.
So I feel like very in disadvantage of that. So I was like, how to belong to them? And then also going with them, I was like, I'm not a student. I don't know if I can take that classes
Yeah.
or even just like, so I was like, okay, where to go? And also there are students, like, it's totally different when you are like already married. You are a señora. So it's like, and they are students, like totally like different channel.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, what how I to do? Like, I want like people who want to learn, like, and then just feel connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like not to perhaps being professional in dance, like, woo, like turning and amazing. Like, I mean, yeah, but also like you want something else, like you want people to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is what I was looking for. And mm-hmm. then this is how I started doing like classes, yeah. like solos, because I don't really like to dance with someone that I don't really know.
Okay.
And then just looking face to face and you're like, oh, I remember, I remember like learning dancing. And then if you are learning, so you don't dominate the steps mm-hmm. and you are in front of someone that you don't know and you need to look 1 hour in front. You are so like tired, and also you are like shy.
Yeah.
So you cannot go. So I was like, I don't want to put my students in that situation. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to do solos. Yeah. Classes like solos, like people like feel like connected with the steps and mm-hmm. they can dance wherever, if they want in the kitchen, if they want to go to these bars, like clubs, they can do it.
Yeah.
Not with the intention, like I need to dance in partner mm-hmm. straight away. So I was like, I want that. I want like that connection, that power for them to provide.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I love that like there's two different things here, right? So it's like you moved from Mexico and then you realize that there's not a lot of that kind of culture or really Latin culture in Glasgow or Scotland. And like you're trying to create a space while also holding on to that piece, because that is part of who you are and drives like the type of techniques that you learn and like the way that you mix your belly dancing and stuff. I love that. But I also think it's really important that you said, because you're not a student, it was really difficult for you to find like that community and meet people. Because when we first moved here, we moved for uni, and that was in Stirling. And then after uni finished, we moved to Glasgow. And I was like, I have no friends. Like, I have nothing. And like, because I mean, you meet international people, they come and they go. But like when you start to like move here and you're out of that age of being like a young uni student or even like moving into adult full-time working, your whole circle changes and it's difficult to like navigate that space. So I think that's really, really important. And then also I'm just going to keep
like, I just love you.
I just love you. But the solo class thing I think is so important because, again, like you said, it's power when you're doing those movements yourself. And mm-hmm. I think for me, I mean, Renisha, she's a dancer. She's so good. She'll be like, oh, we have to do 8 count, whatever. And I said, what's that mean?
Like, a little before you got here, I was like, we should just suggest to take a video with Nancy and just do a quick 8 count. She was like, what's an 8 count?
Like, and she was like,
5, 6, 7, 8.
Like, I said, oh, that's what that's called. Right. I was like, I remember that from class. So I think it's so funny because like, to me, that makes your class so accessible because mm-hmm. I'm not like, yes, Latina, like I can move my hips, I can do merengue, I can do stuff like that just because I've always done it growing up. But like actual like dance and moves and like mm-hmm. a full like song, the way you do a choreography is so difficult for me. And I think a big part of me doing belly dancing, especially your class, is also gaining that confidence mm-hmm. in myself and my body because like, personally, I think being plus size, it's really difficult for me to even think that I can move my body in that kind of way. Mm-hmm. And I think like, especially with belly dancing, like that's teaching me to learn my like, or learn to love my curves as well, and learning to move and do. I love it. I love it so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I think, because you moved for love, you did a love migration, which I guess I'm stealing that. Yeah, I'm looking for love out here. I was curious if there's anything that make you kind of miss Mexico or even like when you're doing your classes or you're working with your community groups here that you kind of think back and you're like, oh, well, maybe I do kind of miss home, or like what are some things mm-hmm. that pop up?
Yeah, I mean, every day. Especially in this cool weather. Yeah. I mean, of course I miss many things, but I also have other things that I don't have in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I think it has been part of, like, settling down. Like, I have learned to not compare, like, in all ways, like, I say about, like, social media when you compare yourself, but I also, like, not to compare, like, how I will be in Mexico, mm-hmm. because I will really don't know, like, at this stage of my life, I will not know, like, what is to be in Mexico. So, of course, I miss food, because I'm very foodie, mm-hmm. I'm very foodie person, but I think, like, sometimes, like, dancing, I miss the energy, mm-hmm. like, or just living, like, the noise mm-hmm. outside, like, something is happening there.
Yeah.
And but I have learned here, like, okay, this is how is the style of like lifestyle, how is like people react. Being like teaching, I think I have been teaching more here than I was doing in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But also one thing is like now, okay, I got used. I still some part of my like me doesn't accept yet. Mm-hmm. That is like the commitment of people. So it really changed because the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's cold, I'm not going because it's cold and I feel lazy to don't go. And or if it's like very sunny, it's like I'm gonna go to the pub, gonna go to the park, I'm gonna go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then it's like there is always like excuses, like I mean excuses can be, or like there is always something
mm-hmm.
that sometimes people don't attend to the classes
mm-hmm.
because weather. So mm-hmm. something is happening there. So that that in Mexico was not happening, like at least in the classes that I was taking. And perhaps I don't know, like perhaps because my classes were like more like, okay, if you want to go, like if you want to achieve something, you right. need to keep going.
Yeah.
But mostly of the classes like were like people were really committed, like paying monthly,
mm-hmm.
and then you see them like whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Here is like people are okay, I want to try one, and then like oh it's too cold, oh it's too, and then or people just pay me all the month. And they were not coming. Yeah, oh, wow. So I was like, okay, thank you for your money. I mean, thank you because I can pay the rent. But also, like, but what about you? I want people. Like, I want to see faces. I want to see like they are like progressing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh well, okay. Now I know like happens to everybody. It's not just me. In the beginning, I was thinking, oh, it's me. It's my class. I'm such a bad teacher. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking that I was taking very personal.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that it is not me, it's weather.
Mm-hmm.
It is weather, and then it's cultural thing.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's situation of warm, it's mm-hmm. going to go a beer, a pint.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's like, okay, I know. And now I know, like, how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I know, yeah. So in the past, I was like, oh. So this is what I miss. Back to the main question is, like, something that I miss, like, to have, like a group, like mm-hmm. to create that group, like can continue going.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been taking the belly dance classes
mm-hmm.
and I was teaching near to my home, like just Latin classes.
Okay.
Which I have like a group, very small group of like regular students.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were still like paying just one class.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like thinking, oh, maybe because if not many people come, we feel like maybe it's not good. So yeah. I think it's also about like confident. So they don't want to be just the only one, like people to be seen in yeah. the class. So they want to be like among many. And then if they make a mistake, they can just
kind of hide in the back.
Yeah. So it's like, I think it's very important as well that. So at the end, I stopped because it was just three people that were going regularly. And I was like, okay, I'm not really earning anything. Okay. I'm learning. I mean, I'm learning, but I'm not. Earning.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, now I need just to stop this class and I just continue with the belly dancing. And I think city center works better.
Mm-hmm.
I think because you can get people from different places
mm-hmm.
rather than Southside. Yeah. Southsiders.
That's
it's fair. Interesting. Yeah. Southsiders seems like they are like very, very pop people.
You say that. I feel like everybody's always talking about like, oh, the best stuff is in the South Side, the most culture is in the South Side. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I really need to go to the South Side.
Yeah. I mean it is good. It is yeah. really happening. But I think about dance classes.
Mm.
I think maybe they want partner.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
But I mean, you did make a point too, like I think it is a cultural thing, right? Because they're not used to being very like loud or outspoken anyway, so I would yeah. imagine like in their dance they probably do form more comfortable and partner ones
So I'm curious, you said after moving here for love and then during COVID kind of having a bit of like a hybrid working, and then you now kind of teach your belly dancing class close to the city center, how do you kind of like market or branch out that you're doing belly dancing, and like how do you, what kind of crowd do you attract during your classes? Again, I've only attended a one class, so of course I don't want to like say, oh, that class was very diverse, but who do you mostly see coming to your classes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think most of the people have come like so like so my website. So I have a website like I design. Mm-hmm. Yeah, design. Right. Like, take pictures. Yeah. So I'm like the freelancer, like need to do everything.
Yeah, of course.
So I think because in the beginning I was when someone was coming, I was asking like, so where do you see my classes? Mm-hmm. Oh, in the website. And then they just go to the Instagram, like mm-hmm. social media, and then see some pictures or videos. Or so like, okay, I will go and then just write me there or by email. So I will say like most of the people, they are international. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm very surprised. Like there, I have some students like coming from Arab countries, mm-hmm. and they have been like stable, like going many times. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised because I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
I'm not Arab.
Yeah.
Which like I mean I love Arab culture.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that they come and they want to learn and they are not like, oh, you because you are not Arab, mm. I'm not gonna take your classes. No, so I'm so proud, like, yeah. So it feels very good. So I will say like most of them are, like international people who are looking for a class, who are looking to connect, mm-hmm. and they're also locals as well, like they just want to try something new but like learn how to move different parts of bodies, mm-hmm. and I think what I have seen is like people, well, women because they are women. All of my class are women.
Okay.
So they are looking a way to express with their body and to feel confident. Mm-hmm. So I think like because I am my body is not the standard and the stereotype of commercial. Like if you see belly dance videos, you will see just skinny girls, mm-hmm. very curvy, very voluptuous, and you're like, ugh. So that image, I mean, looks good. It's like seeing like. Watching dancing, seeing someone dancing in that like body is like, oh, amazing. And makes you feel like I want to look like her. Mm-hmm. So you are like, okay. But also in same way, you feel like that dance doesn't represent all mm-hmm. the bodies. Mm-hmm. So I think when they see like me, like I'm not having the stereotype of the body, like voluptuous, curvy, and then like very like thin. Mm-hmm. It's like, but I'm still confident doing what I'm doing. It's like, oh, I think I can achieve to do it. Like, and they want to try, and then like they stay in the classes, and then they feel like, okay, I just want to explore how my body can move.
Yeah,
not with that the like commitment to look like the stereotype of the bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think most of them like kind of a balance, like to find a community, to feel represented mm-hmm. With their body, and also like to learn something
new.
New, different, yeah.
I'm sorry I don't take a lot of your classes, but it's just, it's so amazing just to watch you. And I'm so curious as well, you coming over and having the diverse techniques of different dances, right? Have you ever thought of fusing belly dancing with Kaylee or something, you know, because I know that's the dance here in Scotland. Do you ever think about fusing those, or you're like, no, that's not possible?
Yeah. To be honest, I have never done
a Kaylee.
Yeah, really? I've never done it. I have never gone. I need to, it's something that I need to do at some point of my life here in Scotland, but I have never like done it. And about fusioning, yes, it's something actually that I just started doing like I think last 6 months.
Okay.
But I'm fusioning like belly dancing. There is one like belly dance coming like kind of like a tree, like a tree. The tree has
branches.
Thank you. Like a branch is like going outside, like it's called ATS, like American Tribal Fusion.
Okay.
So it was created in United States actually.
Oh wow.
So like creating like taking something from belly dancing, from Indian dancers, from flamenco, so kind of the gypsy trail. So taking this, so there is like fusioning. So I'm trying to take that, but I also doing with Mexican folklore. So I met some folkloric group here, like Mexican. So they were dancing like folklore. I never did it in whole my life. Well, yeah, just 3 months in the school. But that was not like, once again, I was there, living there. It's like, oh, I'm Mexican. I see everywhere. What I need to do that dance, like, that I am in the country. But being abroad, missing my Mexican root, I started, like, researching. I started to take some dancing and also Latin American dances, like salsa, like merengue, but going, like, more, like, deep and then try to blend everything, to mix, mm-hmm. and interplay with that. So actually I'm doing that now.
Okay.
And advertising. In March, I got a residency in dance for dance base. So I'm going.
You did that. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So in dance base, I applied almost like for last year all the time, and I got many rejections. So I was like very, very sad, and I got one finally, like to interplay these like Mexican urban beats. Mm-hmm. Because it's like the environment that I grew up. This is the connection that I have, but mm-hmm. also like with belly dancing, mm-hmm. that is like the dance that I found joy and self acceptance. Mm-hmm. So I will try. I have been doing now, and then I want to explore more, like to get some work, solid mm-hmm. work. And this is like kind of the first stage that I want to do, like mixing that, mm-hmm. Because it's both dances that represent me, mm-hmm. and I want to go to Latin America, like. Because it's a minority group here in Scotland, mm-hmm. so I want to represent that culture, that to give voice to our minority group mm-hmm. through dance. Like, it's so diverse. I mean, I can say like Latin America, but there is like plenty. Like mm-hmm. Mexico, there is plenty. In Peru and Colombia, there are like millions of dances. Mm-hmm. But I want to get that strength for resilient people like Latin America to bring into the dances. Mixed with the belly dance, like mm-hmm. it's so empowerment, so yeah. so powerful. Mm-hmm. So I want to mix this. So this is like the fusion now that I'm researching, I'm studying, and hopefully, like after that residency in March, I'm gonna keep going, applying for developing and to have also resources, like because it's residency and it's time for reflection, mm-hmm. but also it's also pay. Mm-hmm. So I want that so I can keep creating, and I want to produce a work like that people can see,
yeah,
and not just like, oh, I just did it in my kitchen. No,
yeah,
I just did it in the studio. I hire a studio and there is there, and that's all. But no, I want it. I want to show it. I want to represent it and show like what is Latin America, what is Mexico, what is Mexican culture, what is belly dancing. Like, yeah. It's more than a stereotype. It's more than just like dancing in the club. It's more than just moving, yeah. like, perre intenso until the floor. It is more than that.
Yeah.
It's like connection. It's like, it's culture.
And I wanted to ask, just so everyone knows who's listening, the type of residency that you apply for someone who's possibly might want to go the same rank. Can you speak on that a little bit, on the residency you apply for?
Yeah. So it's a professional residency.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's every season they are like they have applications,
mm-hmm.
where you need just basically to do your what you want to do, like either choreography, like exploration, what you want to get from dance work. Mm-hmm. It's basically dance, that dance space in Edinburgh. Question again.
Sorry. The type of residency you're applying for.
Yeah, so it's dance professional mm-hmm. residency to okay. explore, to create work, to just to play with okay. dance mm-hmm. and represent something, like do some quality work during 1 week. It's, you can have it for 1 week or 2 weeks.
Okay.
It really depends like what you apply is written,
mm-hmm.
which is also like whew, yeah. a lot of work.
Yeah,
a lot of work having a fancy words, like, but also like more than, I think that's why like decided dance, because sometimes I'm not very good with words. And English is not my first language neither.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to first to organize my ideas, what I want to say, and then in another language,
mm-hmm.
and then have this fancy vocabulary that I don't even have in Spanish, I will say. So it has been quite hard, yeah.
Mm.
So, but I encourage anyone like who really want to represent dance,
mm-hmm.
to do it.
Yeah. So, in this residency, do you like do you research and you create? Are you doing? Is there like a performance at the end, or like how does that work?
It's a sharing. As it can be an informal sharing. So I have two or three ways to share my work, my process of the residency. Either doing kind of a sharing, like kind of performance, mm-hmm. like what I create,
mm-hmm.
can be also a class. so I can invite and teach. Mm-hmm. And there is another, I think, is video. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I just, because I was thinking about the first two, mm-hmm. what I can choose. So I don't remember the third one because I was like, I'm not going to do that. So that's why, yeah. So it can be these two. It's more like informal. It's not going to be in a theater. It's not going to be like, and okay. It's just open. It's actually during the week, very early, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's also like not like being like, everybody. But yeah, like it's public. Yeah, to that's anybody.
Awesome. I'm super excited to see that. And I'm going to keep following because I feel like you're going to post on Instagram. And I'm going to keep following it because I think that's so important. Like you said, like it's breaking down the different dances in Latin America and moving, I don't know, like a really big movement that like, everybody wants to start, you know, dancing reggaeton, or everybody wants to start learning salsa and stuff. But like, even me, I don't understand that there's so many different folklore dances or so many different stuff within each of these countries that are like indigenous. And I think that's really cool that you're going to be breaking that down and then like kind of mixing it with belly dancing and like Arab culture as well. Because I don't remember, it was a while ago. But I was reading this article and it was like all the Arab influences that have in Mexico. And like, you just don't know like all these things and how they like connect. And I love that you're doing that through dance because I feel like that's so artistic and like something that I like couldn't even fathom in my brain. I'm not very artsy, but like, I think that's so cool and it sounds like so powerful. So yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on that one 100%. But you also said something and it reminded me of a quote that I actually took from your website. So, and I'm going to read it verbatim because I think it's really powerful. And so in your website, you put, I've been working with communities in Govan Hill and Pollock Shields, and I've delivered artistic workshops for women's groups, in Ubuntu shelter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Milk Cafe and Women's Library in order to provide tools to communicate and express through movement when English is not my first language. And you said that again. And I think that is so important because I feel like language can be such a big barrier when you're doing things like you were just saying, even applying for your residency and like knowing that like your brain's processing in a whole different language and now you're trying to communicate that, but it's not always going to be perfect because English is difficult to like this. But I think it's so powerful that instead of just using your words, you're expressing it through your body. Mm-hmm. And I love that that's been such a big kind of part of like how you do your classes or even like how you're teaching and stuff like that. So I was curious if there's any certain local projects that you were working on in Glasgow where you kind of started to build like your community, and is it a lot more people that English is their second language, and have you ever had feedback about kind of stuff like that?
I did those kind of workshops in those groups that you say, mostly for women. They were totally migrant women and women refugees. So I realized that English was not the first language for them, even like not even for me. So in the beginning I was a bit scared to speak because I was like, I don't know how to say like move that bone, and I was like but then I realized like, okay, they also don't know that. And if just like the if you just move, and then it's like kind of a mirror, you are like the mirror for them, and they just try it. So I saw how important it is like to express, to use the body language and communicate. And yeah, the feedback from them was like, it was so energetic, it was so expressive. And because many of them were not, apart from not speaking English as a first language, it was also the first time for them dancing. Mm. So it was like so much like endorphins, like it was so much like energy there. Mm. So I was like, I didn't expect that. So I learned so much from them as well. And then I saw like, okay, this is something that I want to do. I want to continue doing this for women, to give skills, to give them like empowerment so they can express themselves and not feel afraid like, we don't speak language, but we are here and we can communicate. Mm-hmm. And I had also the opportunity to to have a group. So because I wanted that, but also like just being seated and talking before the classes, it was difficult to communicate everybody. Because it's like everybody was speaking Arab, another like Eritrean. So it was totally different languages. So I was like, oh, well, it is good to express with the body, but I also miss so much speaking Spanish. So what I was thinking is like, because I was teaching Latin dances, so I got invited to have a performance for a Latin party, for a Latin event. But I didn't have a group, like a base group. So I just kind of called my friends, like, who took classes with me. Aww. And they were from Latin America. So I was like, oh, you took 2-3 classes with me. Do you want to perform in this event?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I'm so shy. I don't know. It's like, let's try. Let's do it. So I kind of gathered, like, started with friends or with some, like, friends of the friends who took at least one class with me, just like, because I know, okay, I know that she can move, or she wants to move. So I gather them, I wrote a message, I create a WhatsApp group, and I have a first rehearsal. Everybody was like meeting each other, and then I will start dancing, and I realized that it was something that we needed. Then we came like very close. And we were like talking about like immigration problems, like same, like because all of us, we are from Latin America, like visas, like what I'm going to do later, about work, about like dealing with the cultural environment. So we're like, oh yeah, I passed that. Oh, I did this. Oh, me too. You are not alone. So I saw like, wow, like so important to have a community like from the same background. So I felt like I want that. So many people, well, not many, well, we were like 5-3 of them left. They came back to their countries. So I was like, oh, okay, I think I need to keep going. So I kind of registered my, it's like kind of very long story because it's like, okay, I want more people. So, but I know like if we don't have an event coming, people are like, oh, no, I don't want to rehearse. I don't. What is the point to dance? Because I know that can happen. And then, yeah. So I registered to be part of a refugee festival. So I was like, okay, I read it, I saw it, and I was like, oh, you want to represent your background? You want to do something with your work, like artistic? So I was like, yeah, dance event. So dance. But I just have 2 dancers that were just left. So I just growed in Facebook, like in a group, like, okay, who would like to dance? People who really like to dance, who want to represent your culture through dancing. And I got like messages from people. So they're like, and okay, first meeting is going to be here. We have like July to dance, to create something. And it was like a long journey because many people, well, not many, but some people came, but they were like, oh, I just want to see how it's going. Oh, I cannot do. And then like you see like commitment of people. So I was like, but some people stay, and then with that we present, and then we became that community, like that we really wanted to speak the language, the same language, to gather, to dance the dances that we like to dance, that we represent.
Yeah.
And this is how I create a Latin dance project. This is like, in the beginning was just like, oh, let's just dance in a event, a Latin American event, like reggaeton. Yeah, it went like from reggaeton, like, okay, let's just dance, have fun. And then came to something more like solid and more important, like to represent our voice. Yeah, to have fun, to represent that the party, but also like there are many salsa lyrics, cumbia, like they are very, very sad. But they still we dance. I mean, can be like very, you hear the music, the lyrics, and it's like, oh my God, that's so sad. And you are dancing like, oh yeah, like you are like enjoying so much. So this is how, like, I got it, like, we transform all the sadness, everything, like, in something, like, resilience, like, and this is how, like, we are, like, we can be in Latin America without food, without money, without, like, having very bad time, but you must go on, you need to continue, and this is, like, yeah, this is so powerful here, because besides everything, like, here, the cold weather, like, not speaking the language, having so many things, like we are not even in applying for a job, like applying for like our ethnicity. Mm-hmm. It's not even there. We are part of other.
Yeah.
I know. So it's like other. So it's like Latin America. So it's like, but we are here. I mean, we exist in Scotland. So it's like, it went from that. Like, I mean, yeah, we dance, we party. We love like to have fun, but mm-hmm. also we are so resilient. Mm-hmm. So I went like, okay, I want that to continue doing. So this is like Latino dance project. Mm-hmm. And mostly all women are there. I mean, the dance started like be open for everybody. Like, I mean, boys and girls, women, men, but just women came. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, it is good. It is like so much power, like female empowerment there. Mm-hmm. So.
I love that. Like, I think, yeah, so everything you said, and everything that the Latin or Latino Dance Project is, it sounds amazing because it sounds like through the missing of community and through like you trying to gather like and create your own community here locally, you've created this project that it's now going to be to empower people mm-hmm. that are from Latin America and empower those that live here and that say recognize that like, no, we're here in Scotland and we're going to continue to show our faces and stuff. But I also love that you just pulled people, like just anybody, and you're like, anybody can dance, just come dance. And I think for me, that's so powerful because I feel like sometimes they could be quite intimidating spaces because it's like if I don't know how to dance or if I've never known, like, I don't know, all the stuff I was saying earlier about counts or anything like that. Like, sometimes it is intimidating to show up and be like, oh, am I supposed to be perfect already? Or am I supposed to, like, know how to move this or know how to move that? Or, I don't know, stay on rhythm or, like, like simple stuff. But I think as well, like, you keep hitting on it. And I think it's so important that, like, that stuff can be taught. And you don't necessarily have to come with those things. Yeah. And a big part of that is just about community and like connecting with people and doing that. But how, if I don't know if you're still growing your group, but how would people join or if they're interested? Would they just like go through your Instagram or?
Yeah, now we have Instagram. Before I just was publishing in my Instagram, my dance Instagram. So I now have three Instagrams, like my Nancy Instagram, like Nancy. My dance Instagram, artistic, and now it's Latin Dance Project. So I actually advertise now for in the Instagram of Latin Dance Project, and also I was thinking to post it in groups like Latin American. I was actually thinking, I was really hesitating about like how I should post it because I want to be very welcoming for every identity, like every nationality, but I still want to keep that Latin American voice. Mm-hmm. So it's like, because I know like salsa and reggaeton is quite attractive mm-hmm. and it's not necessary just for Latin American people. Mm-hmm. Everybody can dance that. Mm-hmm. But I really want to continue going like with the Latin voice. Like what is like being from different background mm-hmm. and what is your connection with Latin America? So I want to keep, don't want to lose that because at the end it's like building a community mm-hmm. but it's very difficult to just leave it for Latin Americans mm-hmm. or like heritage or people with a specific background and leave it for open for everybody mm-hmm. So I'm like oh, because I thought like I put it everything in Spanish but then at the end I put a bit of English like encouraging mm-hmm. people like if you have a strong connection with Latin America, you can still belong to this group.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, yeah, don't want to be like, you are not Latin America, bye-bye, see you. Because that will be like, that happened to me, like, oh, you are not Scottish, or you are not British, bye-bye. Really? So I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like, don't want to show like that. I want to be very welcoming with everybody. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want to miss the main point, like, is representing Latin America, to empower and to give voice to our community. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of, okay, Spanish, but also everyone is welcoming. Yeah.
So you're making it accessible, to be fair. You know, you're giving that first language from that community, but also giving it for everyone else who possibly wants to join and be an ally to what you're trying to portray. And I think you're doing it well, and again, in a sense of promoting it on your pages as you want it to be seen. Mm-hmm. But of course, you can put it in your comments or say, like you just said, all are welcomed, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important because, again, I don't know, for me, if it's something where I see like a Latin project, I want to go because I want to learn about mm-hmm. that community or that culture. Even though I understand that I may not be necessarily a Latin American, but I also know that I may know people who are, or again, I want to be an ally, or again, I appreciate your culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just stuff like that where I still want to see your mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. But I also am going to be respectful in a sense of, it says all are welcome, so I'm going to come and have a good time. I know, I get down when, you know, I hear the reggaeton and all that other stuff and salsa. And again, I may not do all the twists and turns, even though they really do be pushing me to, but I find it so enjoyable. And mm-hmm. Again, that's something where building that community and building a safe space, because again, we're in Scotland. Don't see many of us out there. So it is one of those like nice moments of feeling welcomed mm-hmm. in a hard situation. Cause like you said before, your group and everybody's going, kind of going through the same thing, whether it's visa, whether it's immigration, mm-hmm. different skin tones, different languages. We are kind of similarly going through the same situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I think adding on to that as well, like being American, it's quite difficult moving from a space where I'm used to hanging around a lot of people that are Latin American, right? So in America, we never identify as just like American. We're always like, oh yeah, we're Latin American. Oh yeah, we're Mexican. Oh yeah, we're Salvadorian or whatever. And being around so many different types of Latin Americans and not recognizing that when I moved here, how much of that I would lose. And then it's so funny because like moving here, and now I'm like, similar to you, now I'm like missing my roots, but then my roots are still very different from other Latin Americans because I'm American. Like it's different. It's a mix. And I think it's like finding projects, like you're saying, like the Latin Dance Project to me is like, not only am I learning more about the roots that I've somewhat lost contact with, but also trying to like reaffirm to myself my identity that I am still this thing, right? And trying to still find that bit of culture that is there. And I love that you do, like, you have it set as Spanish first, because for me, I think for me it's one of those things where it's like, it's all learning and it feels familiar. It feels like community. It feels like family, even though I may not be a perfect fit for what it is. But like, to me, it is now. To me, it is welcoming. It's both sides. And I think I love that you're also reintroducing like learning about your own culture, because mm-hmm. there's things that like I grew up with that I hear, I know faintly, but I just never thought mm-hmm. to look into more. Mm-hmm. And now moving here to Scotland, I'm like, damn, let me start tracing my roots and seeing what I'm missing. Yeah. So I think that's super important. And I love that this project that you're keeping on. And just like Renisha's saying, like, it's so important to have this space and to make sure that you are holding that identity and holding that, like, we're pushing this message forward of like Latins and like empowering Latin community and showing that forward, but also open enough to where people can come appreciate and learn mm-hmm. about the culture and amplify that. Because mm-hmm. I think that's what you're doing. And I think that is so important. And I think it's beautiful that it's in that in-between space. Mm-hmm. But
I feel like with that being said, I am kind of curious of, when do you have time for yourself? What motivates you? Because, you know, we as women of color, we have these like ideas of like we're doing now, creating projects, creating communities. You know, we're hard workers and we have that embedded in us. But something we do kind of not do well, not all of us, some of us got our stuff together, but not do well, is like, when do we have time for ourselves? You know, when do we self-care? And how do we keep motivating ourselves to do this without being a burnout? Mm. Yeah, you know, like, I'm curious, how does that work for you?
Ooh, what? Free time?
No free time.
No free time. Actually, I was thinking about that, like, lately.
Okay.
Like, I'm so busy, but I'm happily busy.
Okay.
So lockdown was like a year of doing anything mm-hmm. because I didn't have my documents, I couldn't work, I couldn't do anything. I was finding myself, so I was like redefining myself as well, like what I want to do, what I want to be. So I felt like it was 1 year and a half, like of doing anything, of resting, mm-hmm. if you want. But, well, not really resting because I was, like, overwhelmed about what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it's true, like, we are so used to be, like, to have a lot of work, yeah. like, and loads and loads and loads. But also, like coming from a big city, like, there always need to be busy. Like, okay, you don't have time for yourself because you need to go to work, and then there is, like, 2 hours of transport to go back home, and then yep. you need to eat, and then you try to be healthy, mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. I'm very used to that, which is not very healthy, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And here I was, like, feeling like, something is missing. I want to be, like until here, like, until the edge, like, I cannot breathe.
Yeah.
And this is why I feel like, yeah, I'm doing something with my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, like, I feel like, yeah. But then it's also, like, not so great to do because you are, like, just, yeah,
constantly,
like,
constantly going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I was talking with my husband, like last week because I was on college. So, I'm working now part-time in a dance organization. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a work placement. So, I have 21 hours. Then I'm doing, like, dance classes. Mm-hmm. But I also, like working what I'm going to teach, what I'm, like, choreographies, practicing. Then I have the Latin dance project. Mm-hmm. Like, I just do it. This is my work, but I don't get anything. I mean, talking about money, like, I'm not earning anything. I'm just kind of volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
But I also need to think about choreography, to do, like, looking for festivals, like, and also, like, applications. Because yeah. I'm a dance artist, freelancer, so I need to write, checking deadlines and writing. So working. And I'm a Spanish teacher as well. So I teach Spanish. Yeah, I teach Spanish in...
Sorry, we're looking at each other because we've been thinking of taking a Spanish class.
Honestly.
So.
Yeah. I'm teaching as a freelancer, and also I'm teaching in a school called Lingo Flamingo in Southside.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Again. My fault. We've heard that and it's been on our list.
And it's very yeah. good. It's very good, the school. Yeah. Yeah. So I was on holidays, like, until this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some evenings, free evenings, where I was, like, writing some deadlines and applications. And then I also, like, I watch a movie. No mm-hmm. time watching those movies. So I was like, oh, what is free time? I need to do something. Mm-hmm. I feel like, oh, something. Now I was like, okay, I need to enjoy this because next week I'm going to start. So... Yesterday I was like at 11 p.m. I was so tired. I mean, I sleep very late usually. So it's like, no, I usually wake at 11 p.m. and I'm like fresh. Whoa. But I was so tired yesterday. I was like, but I haven't done anything. I was thinking, I haven't done anything. But then I have done a lot of things.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things and mm-hmm. different things. And my mind was so busy, like, mm-hmm. working. So I was talking with my husband about that, like, I want to be until here, like, this is how, oh, tomorrow I have a podcast, oh, I'm gonna go to rehearsal, and then I'm gonna meet friends, and then I don't have time to rest, so this is my me time,
yeah.
which I really enjoy,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I still think I'm a joke. So yeah,
so still figuring it out.
Right.
But a lot of it's mostly, you know, things that we're passionate about. Mm-hmm. So it yeah. may not feel like
yeah.
work,
yeah.
which is different, right? Because
yes.
we're so, like, mindset, goal-oriented on that, and it fuels us. Like you said, you may be up past 11. It's because you have this fuel of, like, okay, what can I do next, or check in on this,
yes.
which is fine. But it's also one of those, it's like the resting portion,
yeah.
like just something I'm kind of, like, learning, in the sense of, like, slowing down your mind and just taking the moment as it is, which is yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of, it's easier said than done.
I know.
yeah
I think I prefer to be, like, busy now,
mm-hmm.
because also, like, before doing more, like, artistic work, I was working in a cafe. That mm-hmm. was my first job in Scotland, where I was physically tired,
mm.
so I couldn't do anything else, like, while I was still learning, but I couldn't apply. I was not even thinking about what I can do with my dance, what I can do with my work.
Mm-hmm.
So now I was like, okay, I'm doing what I like, so I want to continue with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my work placement, like, that organization finishes in March.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, like, now, oh, I'm going to be busy. I was like, what I need to do later? So I'm already, like, like over worrying. But then I'm like thinking, okay, now I'm quite busy too much. I cannot put anything extra. Later I will see. So this is what I'm trying to do for myself. Like, take it easy. And live the moment.
I think that's all you can do too, especially with like passion projects, like everyone's saying. Like, I always do on Sunday, my lazy Sundays, I literally try to not go outside. Like, if I go outside, it's for a walk. But like, yeah, I think it's one of those things. And I think as well as like being a migrant, I feel like we always have that mentality. We like, oh, we got to work to make it. We got to work. It's very difficult to get away from. But I think everything you're doing now and all these projects that you're in now, I think one, yeah, again, how do you have time? But but also, I feel like you're in that stage of like creating all these spaces and creating these opportunities. And then like, I'm so excited to see and hopefully help support anything that you do. But like, I'm really excited to see the spaces that you do create in Scotland, because I feel like they're needed. Like, there's nothing like that here. Mm-hmm. Even with your Spanish classes, I was just talking to this is going to sound horrible. I was just talking to Ro, and I was just like, yeah, I want to start learning Spanish again. I was like, but I don't want to learn Spain Spanish, because none of my family knows Spain Spanish. Yeah. And I was like, I can't find somebody that speaks like any type of Latin American Spanish or even Mexican Spanish. Because, yeah, so I think like even in those spaces, it's so important that you're there. Because like, there's so much power of just being you and having these things.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful for like for that job, like teaching in a school, not just a freelancer, like me when one a student. I'm so grateful because I show what is Latin America, and Spanish is more than one country. Absolutely, is more. And here, because I just have the map in front, but it's just because Spain is the closest here, is that what even on the internet, even when I'm looking for some material, everything is from Spain. And I always joke with my students, like, sorry, like, Latin America doesn't have budget to have material in Spanish. And everyone's like laughing so much. But then it's like, no, it's actually like the distance. But I always like teach, okay, books here and the books that are provided are nosotros, like the Spanish from Spain. And I'm saying, I have never used it, but I need to teach you because it's here and many of you already have learned. So I'm not going to remove it. I'm not just going to use it. But then I'm also giving you more like this, like decision. Like you can use like which Spanish do you want to pronounce, like the Spanish from Spain or the Spanish from Latin America. And also Latin America has so different accents. So I'm just telling you different words that I have learned, like, to say different things, like from Colombia. I have many friends from Colombia, so I'm giving them, like, even not being from Colombia, I love Colombia. So I'm giving them like options, which I really like, because I have here like other teachers, like Spanish is, this is ordenador, no computadora. I was like, can be both, can be even three, not just one. So I was like, oh, for me when I hear this, it's like, no, there is like this way. I was like, there are many ways. So I'm so grateful, like, to be teaching. Yeah. Talking about that, it's a bit hard sometimes, because I have, like, a kind of balance of students who are like, oh, yeah, amazing to hear a different, didn't know that. I even didn't think about, like, they were different in Spanish. And it's like, whoo, open eyes. But there are another students, like, I'm going to stick with the Spanish from Spain, because it's where I go. And I want to keep talking like that. I'm like, okay, good. But it's like, some like barrier, like oh, Latin America. Okay, well, I'm here already, so it's like, okay, it's fine. Yeah, like they decide. The students can decide. I just want to give them options and show like there is more than one Spanish.
I love that. I love that so much. So I think I'm gonna end it on that one, because I think that's is such an important thing to end on as well, because it shows like how big Latin America is, and like you're just hitting on so many different points, and I love it. So before we close up, I want to thank you for coming and thank you for sharing part of your journey and your story and your voice and the projects that you're going to continue. And I think anybody who's listening to this should definitely follow you. But if they want to follow you, what is the best way to keep an eye on what Nancy is doing?
Ooh. Well, social media. I think the best is social media. That is at Nancy Ahmad H-M-A-R. Yeah. Ahmad underscore dance. Yeah. So Nancy Ahmad dance. Yeah. So you can follow me there. Also, like, I have a website. So please link it to Facebook, to Instagram, or my email.
And yeah, we'll just keep an eye on Nancy and everything that she's doing. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talk about me.
The star of the show.